Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
All right, welcome to another deep dive.
You know, today we're going deep into a world that I think a lot of people find really mysterious and kind of, well, frustrating. We're talking about medical billing.
Yeah.
We found this really insightful article, and it's called Medical Billing Managers, Five Key Strategies for Achieving Success.
Okay.
And it's got all this advice for people in the field, which is great. Hmm. But honestly, who hasn't looked at a medical bill and just been like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So whether you're like a billing pro or just trying to figure out your own healthcare expenses, I think this deep dive is going to be pretty interesting.
I think you're right. It's something that really does affect everybody.
Yeah.
And this article doesn't just like kind of touch on things. It really does dig into the strategies that can really, you know, help make a billing department run well.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Okay. So first strategy.
Right out of the gate.
The article highlights clear communication.
And I think on the surface, it's kind of like, well, duh.
Yeah.
But it goes way deeper than just sending out bills.
Oh, for sure. Way deeper. Think about, I mean, have you ever gotten a bill with a bunch of jargon on it, like coinsurance or deductible, and just felt like instantly more stressed out?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's because when we don't understand something, you know, we don't trust it.
Right.
It makes us nervous.
It's like they're talking in a secret language.
Exactly.
And the article's saying, use plain language.
Yeah.
So instead of saying like 20% coinsurance,
right,
say you'll pay 20% of the cost after you meet your deductible.
Yeah, just tell them straight up. And that actually can like change the way that a patient sees that bill.
Interesting.
It really can. And there's actually research that shows when people understand their bills better, they're more likely to pay them.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not just about like being nice.
Right.
It's smart for the practice.
It is.
Okay. So we've got clear communication to kind of set the stage for a good experience.
Hmm.
But what about when the bill itself is like a lot to handle?
Yeah, that's where this next strategy comes in.
Okay.
Multiple payment options.
Okay.
And the article really talks about a lot of different choices you can give.
Yeah.
Online portals, you can pay right there in the office. Mobile payments.
It's like a whole menu of options.
Exactly. It is.
Now, I feel like some practices would hear that and go, oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it does.
But the article really makes a good case for why this is good for the practice, too.
Well, because it gives people different options.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's tech savvy,
right,
they might want to just pay through the app, you know.
Lazy.
And someone else, they might want to pay face-to-face.
They want to go in, yeah.
So you got to offer that flexibility.
So it's really meeting people where they are.
Yes, exactly.
Both, like, literally and financially.
Yeah, you got it.
Now, there was a thing in here that caught my eye, and it was this system called FlexPay that lets people pay in installments.
Right.
What's the deal with that? What makes that so different?
Well, it's got a really high approval rate, like 90%.
What? Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot higher than a lot of the traditional financing options, and it doesn't require a hard credit check.
Oh, that's a good point.
Which makes it, you know, accessible to more people.
Makes it less intimidating.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to go through that whole process, you know?
Right, yeah. But managing all these different payment options, it feels like that would create a ton of data, right?
Right.
Like, how do you even deal with all that?
Well, that's where this next strategy comes in, and this one might surprise some people. Data analytics. We tend to think about medical billing as, like, very manual.
Yeah, very paper-driven, yeah.
Right, and paper-driven. But the reality is, data is becoming so important.
Okay, so explain this to me. How does data analysis actually help a medical billing department? Like, practically speaking.
Okay, so think of it as, like, a financial GPS for your practice. It can help you see patterns and spot potential problems.
Okay.
Before they even happen. So, like, for example, maybe you're analyzing claims data, right? Mm-hmm. And you notice that a lot of denials are coming from a certain insurance company.
Gosh.
That gives you a chance to look into it, figure out what's going on, and fix it.
So it's like you're being proactive.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of waiting until something goes wrong.
Right. It's like having a crystal ball almost for your billing department.
Yeah.
So you see those roadblocks coming.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So what's the next strategy?
So the next strategy is all about keeping up with those ever-changing regulations.
It's got to be tough.
It is. It really is.
It feels like a moving target.
It really does. But the article actually says that while staying on top of the regulations can be overwhelming, technology can help a lot.
Okay.
You got to foster a culture of continuous learning within your billing team.
So it's not just about having the right software. It's about having a team that knows how to use it.
Exactly. Because think about it. Regulations change, codes get updated, new technology comes out. You have to be able to keep up.
So you're building a billing department that's like agile.
Right. Agile. That's a good word for it.
It can adapt. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So that leads us to the fifth and final strategy.
This is a big one. This one kind of ties everything together.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
This is the one that I think has the potential to really revolutionize medical billing.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it?
All right, well, the article calls it the all-in-one solution.
The all-in-one solution, okay.
And it specifically talks about this platform called BillFlash.
BillFlash, okay.
BillFlash is more than just software. It's really a whole way to manage your revenue cycle.
Okay, so it's not just like automating tasks.
Right.
It's streamlining the whole process.
It is. Think about it. Most billing departments, they're juggling all these different systems, one for claims, one for patient statements, another one for payments. It's a lot.
Yeah.
BillFlash brings everything together in one place.
Okay, so that's got to be huge for efficiency.
Yeah.
What about like the specific features?
Right, the features.
What are the things that really like stood out to you?
Oh, there were quite a few.
Yeah.
But one that I thought was really interesting was this pre-bill feature.
Pre-bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this might sound a little counterintuitive.
Okay.
But it lets practices collect payments before they've even done the service.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me patients have to pay for everything up front?
Well, not everything. It's more about dealing with those like known costs.
Okay.
The things that people always get confused about, you know, like copays or deductibles, or if there's a procedure that's already been approved. With pre-bill, you can take care of all that beforehand.
So there's no surprise bill like 3 months later.
Exactly. No surprises.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So it's all about being like upfront and transparent.
Yes.
Okay. And I imagine that also helps the practice, right?
Yeah.
Like with cash flow and all that.
It does, because then they know they're getting paid on time.
Yeah.
It helps them stay stable, you know, financially.
Makes sense.
But it's not just about those prepayments. They use technology to make things easier for patients to pay too.
The article mentioned something about QR codes.
Yes. On the bills, they're putting QR codes.
Okay.
Which I thought was so smart.
Yeah.
Because then you just, you know, scan it with your phone.
Oh, that's so easy.
Yeah, you don't have to go digging for account numbers.
No more remembering passwords.
Right, yeah.
It's like a fast track to paying your bill.
Yes.
I love that. I love combining, like, old school paper bills with, you know, easy digital payment. Okay, but let's take a step back for a sec.
Okay.
What about those practices that maybe are a little hesitant to go all in on a solution like this? Like, what kind of concerns do you think they might have?
Well, probably cost. Implementing a new system can be, you know, a big investment.
Especially for a smaller practice, yeah.
Yeah, for a smaller practice, it's a big deal. But the article says that if you look at it long term, the benefits are worth it.
So it's about looking at the big picture.
It is.
Knowing that it might save you money in the long run.
Yeah.
Because you're so much more efficient. Okay. What else?
Well, data security is another big one.
Yeah, I was going to say, when all your information is in one place, it's hard not to worry about that.
Yeah, if it's all in one system, you're going to be worried about what if something happens.
Yeah. What does the article say about how BillFlash deals with that?
Well, they say that they're HIPAA compliant, and they use, you know, high-level encryption technology to protect that patient data.
Okay, so they're taking it seriously.
Yeah, they've got lots of security protocols in place.
To try to prevent a breach.
Right.
Okay.
So patient privacy is really important to them.
So they've thought about the vulnerabilities.
They have. And they've tried to put things in place to stop anything bad from happening.
That makes me feel better. It's good to know that they're taking that seriously.
Yeah, it is. And that actually brings us back to that idea of trust.
Okay.
You know, when you have a system that is secure,
mm-hmm,
and transparent, it builds trust.
Yeah.
Not just with patients, but also with your billing team.
Right, right.
It makes everyone feel confident that they can do their job well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've been talking about all these strategies and all this technology.
Right.
But we have to remember that behind all these systems and processes are real people.
Yeah, you're right.
Patients dealing with stressful stuff.
Right.
Who are also dealing with these bills, and it's a lot.
Yeah. And that's actually why I think the most important takeaway from this whole article is this focus on the human element. Because medical billing isn't just about numbers and codes. It's about people.
Yeah, it's about compassion. It's about empathy. And trying to make a system that can often feel really like cold and impersonal. A little more human.
Exactly. So whether you're using clear language, giving people different ways to pay their bills, or just taking the time to answer questions and be patient, all those little things can make a huge difference.
It's about remembering there's a person, there's a story behind every bill.
Perfectly said. And on that note, there's another part of the article that really digs into this human side of billing.
Okay.
And it's something that I think a lot of people might find surprising, maybe even a little controversial.
Oh, okay. This sounds interesting.
It is.
What is it?
Well, it's all about BillFlash's integrated collections service.
Collections. Ugh, that word just makes me cringe. It sounds like it's going to be harsh and stressful.
It does have a negative feeling to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what if I told you that collections can actually be done with, like, compassion and understanding?
Okay, I am officially intrigued. How can debt collection ever be considered compassionate?
Well, that's exactly the misconception that BillFlash is trying to change. Their approach is really not about being aggressive. It's about understanding that sometimes people fall behind on their bills because of things they can't control.
Yeah.
You know, they lose their job, they have surprise medical expenses, life happens.
Life happens, yeah.
So instead of using these harsh tactics, they really focus on early intervention and communication.
Okay.
Their system will flag accounts that that look like they might need help, you know?
Okay, so it's about catching it before it becomes a huge problem.
Exactly. Hey. And when they do reach out to the patient, they're not, you know, demanding money. It's about having a conversation.
Okay, so it's less like, you owe us money.
Right.
And more like, hey, what's going on? How can we help?
Exactly. How can we work with you?
Okay, that makes sense. So it's almost more like financial counseling than debt collection.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. It's about giving people the power to take control of their finances.
Rather than making them feel bad about it.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like they're really trying to change what debt collection looks like.
They are.
Turning it from something that's, you know, scary and negative into something more positive and helpful.
Right.
And the article says that this actually works better in the long run.
It does.
How so?
Well, when you treat people with respect.
Yeah.
And you try to understand their situation, they're more likely to work with you.
To find a solution, yeah.
To find a solution, yeah. Even if it takes a little longer.
So it's about building that trust and that partnership.
Exactly. It's like you catch more flies with honey.
Than with vinegar.
Than with vinegar, exactly.
Okay, so it's all about finding solutions that work for everybody. You know, this deep dive has really been eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
It's made me realize that medical billing is way more complicated.
It's complicated.
Than I ever thought.
It is.
It's this whole mix of, you know, finance, technology, human empathy.
It is. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah, it's a delicate dance.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in making this system work.
We do.
Whether you're a billing manager, a healthcare provider, or a patient.
Yeah.
It's important to understand all the challenges and opportunities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the main takeaway for me from this whole conversation is just the power of communication.
Right.
Transparency. And remembering that there are people.
Yeah. A human-centered approach.
Yes.
I love that phrase.
Human-centered approach.
Yeah.
When we do that, we create a system that is not just more efficient, but also more compassionate and more fair.
You said it perfectly.
Okay, I think we covered a lot of ground today. I hope everyone listening feels a little more, I don't know, in the know, a little more empowered when it comes to medical billing.
I hope so too.
What about those practices that maybe are a little bit hesitant to go all in on, like an all-in-one solution like this?
Yeah.
What kind of concerns do you think they might have?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is probably cost.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a lot of money to implement a new system.
Especially for a smaller practice.
Yeah. It's a big investment. But the article does say that the benefits can outweigh the costs if you look at it long term.
So it's about looking at the big picture.
It is.
And realizing that it could actually save you money down the line.
Right.
Because you're more efficient.
Exactly.
Okay. What else?
Well, data security is another one that I think people worry about a lot.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. If all your information is in one place.
Yeah, it's all in one system.
You can't help but think, what if something happens?
Yeah, right. What if there's a breach?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What does the article say about how Bill Flash handles that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they make patient privacy a priority.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
It's good to know they're thinking about those things.
It is. And you know, that actually brings us back to that idea of trust we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
When you have a system that's secure and transparent, it builds trust not just with your patients,
right,
but with your team too.
Your billing team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes everyone feel like they can do their job well. You know, we've been talking about all this technology and all these different strategies.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to remember that behind all these systems and processes are actual people.
Right, real people.
Real people, patients who are, you know, often going through a really difficult time.
Yeah, they're stressed out.
They're stressed out. They've got all this other stuff going on, and then they have to deal with these medical bills.
And it's just another thing to worry about.
It is. It's a lot. And that's actually why I think the most important takeaway from this whole article,
okay,
is that it emphasizes the human element.
Yeah.
Medical billing is not just about numbers and codes. It's about people.
It's about compassion and empathy.
Exactly.
And finding ways to make a system that can often feel really cold and impersonal,
right,
a little bit more human.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So whether that's, you know, using clear language when you communicate,
right,
or giving people more options for how they pay their bills,
right,
or just taking the time to answer their questions and be patient with them.
Yeah.
All of those little things can really make a huge difference.
It's about remembering,
right,
that there's a story, you know, there's a person behind every single one of those bills.
You said it perfectly.
And I think it's a good reminder that we all play a part in making this system work better.
We do.
Whether we're the billing manager or the healthcare provider or the patient.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to be aware of all the challenges and all the opportunities.
I agree. I think the biggest takeaway for me from this whole conversation is just the importance of communication, transparency, and remembering to put people first.
Human-centered approach.
Human-centered approach, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we focus on that, we can build a system that is not only more efficient, but also more compassionate and more fair for everyone.
I love that. Well, I think we've covered a lot today.
We have.
Hopefully everyone listening feels a little more knowledgeable,
mm-hmm,
and a little more confident when it comes to navigating the world of medical billing.
That's the goal.
All right. That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.